We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for spending some of your afternoon with us. If you're picking us up here on your lunch break, we appreciate it. I'm watching the coverage come in and the details just barely trickling in on the FBI raid, some might call it, to Mar-a-Lago, Trump's personal residence. And the more that we have to wait for details to come out, the more people are filling in the blanks themselves. So many hypotheticals are being discussed that I wonder when they finally do come out with any information, when they finally do discuss what the purpose was, if that ever ends up happening, does it even matter? So often these stories and potentially conspiracy theories and, you know, all of the allegations of what could have happened on both sides of the aisle, they develop, they manifest themselves into the what-ifs or they could-haves, and we all sit around, we wait, and we wait, and we wait for the real information to come out. And by the time it comes out, it's usually so underwhelming, the reason why they went into Mar-a-Lago or the evidence that they had on Donald Trump in a phone call with Zelensky, or the actual truth behind a Steele dossier, and all of the details that were thrust immediately into the media with breaking news coverage and with lots of people leaning into the camera to talk about this moment in history. And you get worked up, you get mad, you have a lot of preconceived notions about what takes place and what will take place next. And the truth barely, like, where do you go specifically to get the truth and the facts? Not the spin, not the opinion, not the objectivity, the boring truth and facts. It's hard to find. You might be thinking, well, Annie, you're an opinionator. You're on here saying your opinion every day. Yes, I am. And I am very grateful for the opportunity. But it's my job to go find the truth and the facts so that I can have an opinion, not just wake up in the morning and have an opinion. I would like to start that thought process that arrives at a conclusion with some foundational truth and facts. And we don't have that. It's so simple. And in fact, I would even venture to say that it's expected, based on where you lie politically, it's expected for you to wake up in the morning with your perspective and then wait for the day to go on for you to subsidize the headlines that you read. And I will add the articles that you don't. And you put them all together and you feel like just another day. That's what everybody does. It's almost impossible not to do that because there are so many headlines. There are so many people who want to scream and shout about what's going on in the world right now. And they want you to, they don't even really care if you agree with their opinion. They just want you to need to know what they have to say about it. And it would be easy and can be easy for me to fall in that trap as well. But at the same time, like, what's going on in Mar-a-Lago? What happened? Because every detail that's dripping out of this slowly from this leaky faucet that's suggesting that the entire endeavor going into Mar-a-Lago the way that they did, in the absence of President Trump and the requested lack of presence of his lawyers while they were doing this, could have been done with a subpoena. I'm no legal expert, don't claim to be, never will be. I do have the opportunity to be connected with them. So we're going to talk to John Malcolm, who's the vice president for the Institute for Constitutional Government. I think the real high point here is that there's an Institute for Constitutional Government, so there's still hope. Maybe. John Malcolm with the Heritage Foundation is going to speak with us in about 15 minutes from now. And I'm going to ask him these questions. Like, let's comb out all of the shouting and the opinion and the people on both sides pointing at each other going, see, see. It's like, yes, yes, we see. We're looking at the same thing. What are you talking about? What do you know that we don't? What the other side knows from where I sit is that Donald Trump is the worst man to ever walk the face of the planet. That's pretty much the predicate for whatever they wake up in the morning and they put on their blue uniform and they go about their day and the headlines start coming in and those headlines prove to them that, yeah, good grief, the FBI had to raid Mar-a-Lago. He is the worst person to ever walk the face of the planet. See? That's where that goes. But then on the other side of the aisle, there are people who wake up in the morning, they put their red jersey on, and what do they say? Donald Trump's the best man to ever walk the face of the planet. And when the FBI raids Mar-a-Lago, they say, see, look what the FBI is doing now to this man. He can't catch a break. They are investigating him, and it's unfair, and it's just another step in the direction of a lawless country, which is going to hell. I think the going to hell part is a Trump quote from the last 24 hours. Now, it's possible that either one of those perspectives is absolutely 100% on point. I'm leaning to one over the other right now. But my point is, what are the facts? What do we know? How much do we not know? What are we assuming? Is it okay to look at a situation like this and assume, based on the context of everything we know about Donald Trump and what the investigators have done to him before and what the media has been gleefully slobbering all over themselves to get him for before? Is it okay to put this instance in the context of that and come to a conclusion? It absolutely is. Here's the difference, though. And this is my challenge to myself first, and then to any of you who want to join me in that. Assume what you want. Conclude what you want. Consider the context as much as you can. Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining, the whole bit. But don't treat the people in your life today or yesterday or any day since Monday. Don't treat the people in your life with the assumptions and the conclusions that you are drawing right now about this instance. Don't use this as the Trump card, no pun intended, the Trump card to win the next argument the next time you see your colleague who's on the other side of the aisle. I'm talking to both sides. Don't use this moment in time as an opportunity to go out and flex your muscles and say, see, and point your finger in your opponent, your political opponent's face, to prove a point to them that you were right about this. Because we, A, don't know the facts, and B, that isn't going to win anybody over to your side. And I reiterate, I'm talking to both sides here. And first and foremost, myself. It is obvious to me that Donald Trump hasn't had a fair fight since the day he declared himself as a candidate for the presidency. I have a lot of things that I can use, pieces of evidence, clips, articles, sound bites that I can use to illustrate why I believe that to be the case. I think the other side could do the same thing back to me. But in the midst of all of this, if you're looking for truth and if you're looking for factual, evidential information, you are in a slim minority of people who care about what's real. I was criticized. I read a thoughtful criticism. It wasn't rude. It wasn't mean. It was thoughtful. It was heartfelt criticism of conversations that we've had on the show, including, I think it was the Monday poll where we discussed what's the biggest concern facing Americans today. And off the top of my head, it was like diminishing of your freedoms, the economy, increasing tensions with China, and social issues. And the criticism that I got was that obviously a show like mine, and this is from somebody who is not in lockstep with the way I think, but what we do intersect from time to time, and we have thoughtful debate and have had thoughtful conversation for a long time. The criticism that I got was that of those four things, that I didn't include the danger that Donald Trump is to this country and the events that took place on January 6th. And my response in that moment is more one of sadness, because the individual told me that, as somebody who used to listen to the show for a long time, that and felt that what we did here was a little bit different than what other people do, and it was an opportunity to see what the other side thought. He had previously lumped me into the idea of right-wing media, and I had pushed back on that previously. I believe that you could categorize me as conservative media if you want to switch conservative and say that I'm right wing. I am. I'm a Republican. I'm conservative. It's who I am. It's not a slur. It's not a slander. It's not a pejorative to me. But when it is put that way, it's meant to be a pejorative. What this individual and I don't agree on fundamentally is Donald Trump. I get criticisms from both sides of the Trump coin saying that I don't support Donald Trump enough. There are people who have accused me of, I only think I've had it like once or twice. People call me a never Trumper. And I'm like, you don't listen a lot, do you? Because I have this, I could send out the same emails on the other side who say that all I do is parrot what Donald Trump says and does. And that, in fact, is not true either. I think that Donald Trump was absolutely the right man at the right time for this country. And if Donald Trump would have won re-election when I voted for him, I would have celebrated that with glee. And if Donald Trump would have won in 2020, this country would be enjoying prosperity right now in a way that is incomparable to the situation that we're currently dealing with economically, foreign policy on the southern border, parental rights, and responsibility and raising their kids. I could go on and on and on and on about how this country would be better suited if Donald Trump were to be the president. But in that same voice, I have said so many times, which riles up another group of people, that I am America first. And America first is the label that came from President Donald Trump. The idea that we want to celebrate making America great again, the idea that phrase in and of itself indicates that America is great, or it was great, or it could be greater and should be pursued, is something that I fully subscribe to. I believe that we should put America first, because what we are able to do in the world, in the global community, when we do put America first, we are able to be incredibly generous and helpful to the entire world when we take care of ourselves first. No different than your personal budget at home. And I've repeated myself many times that the moment that America first is replaced with Trump first in Donald Trump's eyes, I can't go along with that anymore. And I'm constantly watching. We are only 19 months into this Biden presidency, folks. There is some time between now and when Donald Trump may be the president again. Good grief, I'll be 40. Oh, that's tragic. When you look at Donald Trump and you see somebody who is 100% flawed, or when you look at Donald Trump and see somebody who's 100% flawless, you're not looking at Donald Trump. It's not about Trump. It's about something that you have used Donald Trump to replace. A desire, an emotion, a feeling that you have about something bigger than Donald Trump. And my lack of an obsession with January 6th is simply because I don't sit around and think about Donald Trump every waking moment. And when I do think about him, I wish he was the president. I wish Joe Biden was on permanent vacation with his family, retiring after a long storied career in American politics, and that Donald Trump was doing for America what he did the first term. But that doesn't mean that I have to co-sign on every single thing that person has ever done. You can push me into that corner, but I will fight my way out of it. He's not a perfect man. He was not a perfect president. If he's the president again, he will not be a perfect president come 2024. None of them have been. None of them will be. I do know what we have right now, and it's a disaster. I don't believe that Donald Trump is the threat to democracy that he is accused of being. I don't think that January 6th was the worst thing to ever happen to our country. I just don't. And again, it's not all or nothing. That doesn't mean that I think that January 6th was good, because it was not good. It was terrible. In fact, I think it was kind of embarrassing for the country on a whole bunch of different levels. I'm not going to be painted in a corner where everything is all or nothing, and you tell me that if I support one thing, that this is all the baggage that comes with it. We all have baggage. We are all flawed. We are all broken. Donald Trump fits that category. So do I. If you're waiting for a savior, I'm going to tell you, he's been here before. He'll be coming back again, and his name is not Donald Trump. But that doesn't mean he can't be an amazing president once again. That doesn't mean I can't celebrate him for the presidency that he had and acknowledge the unfair tactics around every turn of his presidency that he had to defeat. And if that makes you not want to listen to this show anymore, I am truly sad to lose somebody who has a different thought and perspective than I, and that you can't see the complex reasoning behind a relationship with anybody, or an affection for anybody, or an affinity for anybody on a broader level when we are complex individuals. I'm sorry to lose a listener like that. But if you want to stay and you want to keep criticizing me on my points and doing it in a constructive way, I would love to have you here every single day. Bring it on. That's my job. I can handle it. And the discussion is the only way that this country gets better. Between real people having real conversations that involve disagreements that aren't more important than the person on the other side of the conversation. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, John Malcolm is going to join us. He's the vice president for the Institute for Constitutional Government, and he's going to give us the update, the latest on what do we know? What are those facts, the truth about what has been revealed so far? And the Mar-a-Lago FBI raid, John Malcolm, when we come back, and the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. Do you support federal term limits? Yes or no? Go vote. Leave a comment. John Malcolm in a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.